Press Review on Radio Yulm.
Good morning, everyone. This is your Press Review on Radio Yulm. It's 9:44 for this rainy day. We are experiencing some bad weather here in Milan, but here we are in the studio, and it's your host, Francesco, together with
Lorenzo. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Salutation. Good to be back on the air. And we are not alone today.
Exactly. There is another microphone here on our table. We have a plus one.
Yeah, a new member to the team.
Hello, I'm Leila. Nice to meet you. I will be presenting for you the radio in French. So wait up, French people, for 9:50, because I will tell you all about it.
We are going every day more international, so it's going to be interesting, especially for Lorenzo and I, because we don't know any French word, right?
Yeah, we don't speak French, and it will be funny.
But
yeah,
but definitely be.
And if you want to see more about what we do here in the studio, you can always check our social media at Radio Yulm on Instagram or TikTok or whatever.
And if you want to participate to the broadcast, the number is 331-1438-923. We are going to talk about many things, so stay tuned with us.
Before starting with our front pages, we have to thank our directors. We have three directors for us today. It's Julia, Sarah, and Christian. And then now we can start with the big news that is shaking the world. Right now, everyone is reporting about it. There's no way you couldn't. It's the mastermind behind the Hamas force was killed in an attack yesterday by Israeli forces. And the Sunday Times titles eliminated. Israeli forces kill Hamas mastermind of terror. Yeah, well, seen what? Benjamin Netanyahu vows to continue the war in Gaza as he celebrates the killing of the leader, saying that our task is not complete yet.
Yeah, also, New York Times reports this news. Seen what is dead? Will the fighting stop? Is the guess that New York Times brought to us. The killing of Hamas leader may allow Israel to claim victory and agree to a ceasefire, and new Hamas leadership could be more open to compromise, but neither side is like to immediately change course.
And if you want to hear more about this, we will have dig in more later in the following part of our show. Then The Guardian titles that Iran says that Sinwar killing will strengthen the spirit of resistance. So the U.S. Asks for a Gaza ceasefire, and Iran says that Muslims will look up to the killing of Sinwar standing on the battlefield.
Yeah, and now we will see if they will be able to have an idea now of a peace treaty. The things are changed now, but let's move west. We have also many news about the U.S. election that is upcoming now. It's going to happen
in 17 days.
Yeah, it's almost time. Washington Post opens with Harris calls out Trump for gaslighting Americans about January 6th attack of 2012. Again, she chided him. 21, sorry. She chided him for his revisionist history on the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol Hill, and in which of his supporters assaulted 140 police officers, damaged the building, and destroyed government property. After he said it was a day of love, that's what said the tycoon.
Yes, and Donald Trump is receiving support from many big billionaires. Of course, we've heard about Elon Musk supporting his campaign, and New York Times opens with Meet the Candidate, Elon Musk. The billionaire is spending a fortune to support the former President Donald J. Trump, but at a town hall event in Pennsylvania, he looked an awful like a politician himself. Do you see Can you imagine Elon Musk as a politician?
Well, he's indeed his number one fan. And, the WSJ said that a second Trump presidency stands to radically remake world trade. Tariffs could rise to highest levels since the 30s. Anything from a global trade war to a US-led system against China could be the result. So this election will also be about the economy of the entire world.
Well, and for the Italian newspapers, the Corriere della Sera titles, of course, about the killing of Sinwar, but of also about the 15 rockets that were fired from Lebanon against northern Israel.
Also, Il Fatto Quotidiano said money for healthcare, all Meloni's lies. There is the report about and the numbers of the financing that will remain for these years about the healthcare.
And now we have our new member of the team presenting you a French news.
Exactly. In the Le Parisien, there is a controversy over the creation of Israel. But the UN had a press conference in Brussels following the European summit this Thursday evening. The head of state returned to his remarks in the Council of Ministers. Emmanuel Macron said 2 days earlier, Mr. Netanyahu must not forget that his country was created by a decision of the UN.
And this is our first big news, and we are reporting you the latest news from The Sun about the passing, the sad passing of Liam Payne. The One Direction have broken the silence and made a post with heartbreaking tribute to Liam Payne, of whom we will now listen to his solo song that started his solo career. With Quavo, this is Strip That Down.
You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. One coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 gear speed. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
You know that since the day I met you, yeah, you swept me off my feet. You know that I don't need no money when your love is beside me. Yeah, you opened up my heart and then you threw away the key. Girl, now it's just you and me and you don't care about where I've been. You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm not free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. On coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 gear speed. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that round for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip it down for a thug, yeah. Word around town, she got the buzz, yeah. Five shots in, she in love now. I promise when we pull up, shut the club down. I took her from a man, don't nobody know. If you bought the seal, better drive slow. She know how to make me feel with my eyes closed. Anything goes down with the honcho.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come and strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud.
music slide, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come and strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't say nothing, girl, strip that down for me.
Strip it down. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All I want, girl, if you strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're the one, girl, come and strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This was Strip That Down, Liam Payne, a tribute for his tragic death. We love you, Liam, as they said in the social. But it's now for us to dig in into the news. Israel-Palestine Middle East scenario. Israeli airstrike on North Gaza school kills at least 22, medics says. Now, latest news said also that the number of the casualties have increased to 28 people. And that's a sad news to her. And also, the big news of today, international press. Israeli forces, the IDF, said that three terrorists have been killed in Gaza, but most importantly, one of them, and now it's confirmed, it's Sinwar, the head of the Hamas and the mastermind behind the 7th of October 2023 attack to the Israeli state.
And here we have for you we are digging in, so there's more news about this because the New York Times has given us a different perspective, because what is happening now, what will happen now is, does this mean that the fighting will stop? Well, it's probable that there will be some sort of truce in Gaza, but major obstacles remain, and any solution in Gaza will probably have only a limited impact on the broader conflict between Israel and Hamas's proxies, including Hezbollah. And Mr. Netanyahu could now make the argument that Hamas has been defeated without the need for further war, but Hamas is still a disciplined organization that has survived the deaths of many previous leaders. So Itamar Ben-Gvir, a far-right minister who had previously threatened to resign from the government if the war had ended prematurely, said it is time to increase the military pressure and step on the neck of the terrorist organization until its complete defeat. This means that there might not be an end to this. Maybe they want to do more now that the Hamas leader is dead.
We'll see, but now we are going to dig in again. We're digging like a mole, and we are going to the US election closing in. As we said, 17 days till the vote. The situation is Trump, since now, for some polls, ahead of Harris. Others say that instead, Harris is an advantage. The things that are sure are that Harris and the Democrats are still ahead in big cities like New York, Washington, Chicago. But Trump is now heading in big states like Georgia and rural states, southern states. As we saw, also there were the last rallies of this campaign. Trump went in Atlanta and had a music fest, we can say. He danced, sang with the crowd for 40 minutes and entertained us. We can say everyone was entertained by his movement. And also Harris had one of his last strike for this U.S. election. In fact, she went to Fox News for an interview. Fox News is well known for siding for the Republicans, and we are going to listen to what she said.
My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. I represent a new generation of leadership. I do not believe in decriminalizing border crossings, and I've not done that as vice president. I will not do that as president. The first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially pathway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding, please?
But
you have to let me finish,
you
please.
You had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they didn't bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising,
okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
It is a priority.
Yes, she was interrupted many times, but she was also... this interview was criticized both for the host, because it was probably based, but Kamala did not give straight answers.
Yeah, Also, this was record-breaking a new interview because it had 8 million views just in one day. But now we are going to dig in, but in a French way, we can say...
in just a few seconds.
Radio U.
Your way to play.
And now it's time for the new section in French with our friend Leila.
Of course, hello. Alors, bonjour tout le monde, il est 9h59 et on commence avec les news en français. Alors, en Moyen-Orient, le ministre israélien des Affaires étrangères a déclaré et confirmé la mort de Yahya Sinwar, le leader de Hamas, qui a été tué dans un bombardement casuel avec deux autres personnes. Est-ce que cette mort pourrait marquer un tournant dans l'invasion israélienne ? Pour le New York Times, l'assassinat du chef de Hamas pourrait permettre à Israël d'accepter les cessez-le-feu et à Hamas d'être plus averse au compromis. Mais pour le moment, aucune des deux parties n'est susceptible de changer. Netanyahu, par contre, a dit que la guerre n'est pas encore finie parce que maintenant, il voudrait réavoir ses otages. L'Iran déclare que l'assassinat de Sinwar pourrait juste renforcer l'esprit de résistance. Pendant son clos côté, USA, donc les États-Unis, mettent la pression sur Israël pour un cessez-le-feu. Kamala Harris, justement, a déclaré que ça serait enfin l'occasion de mettre un terme à la guerre à Gaza. En Italie, ils mettent aussi pression pour une trêve et surtout à l'ONU, comme on a dit avant, la polémique de la création d'Israël. Donc à Bruxelles, on a eu une interview, une conférence avec Macron qui a répété que l'issue du sommet européen jeudi, à l'issue du sommet européen jeudi soir, qui a rappelé à Israël que la création d'Israël a été faite par l'ONU. Donc voilà, une situation assez tendue qui pour le moment s'accompagne avec des autres 15 roquettes qui ont été tirées du Liban à l'Israël et aussi un autre bombardement qui a été fait en nord de Gaza, qui a tué 22 personnes. Ah non, apparemment c'est 28 personnes maintenant confirmées et donc beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup de blessés, dont beaucoup de femmes et des enfants. En passant à autre, les élections américaines du 2024, il manque 17 jours. Donc, dans 17 jours, les votations vont finalement commencer, à part en Caroline du Nord, où elles ont déjà commencé. Et Harris et Trump, donc, se donnent un dernier sprint final. Trump, appuyé par Elon Musk et différents d'autres billionnaires, il a eu une interview, il a fait beaucoup de différentes interviews, mais surtout une dont on veut parler aujourd'hui, un rallye à Atlanta où il a eu un show de musique, où en fait il a beaucoup chanté plutôt que parlé avec ses spectateurs pendant plus ou moins 40 minutes après 10 minutes d'interview. Pour la musique, aujourd'hui, on est avec The Sun, We Love You. Donc, les stars de One Direction brisent le silence et rendent un hommage déchirant à Liam Payne après la mort de leur ex-bandmate, qui a eu malheureusement une chute tragique dans un hôtel. Les fans sont détruits et justement, on reprend le We Love You, nous t'aimons. Le scénario italien, plutôt. Maintenant, passons pour le scénario italien, pardon. Le propriétaire d'un bar de Milan a été tué par un voleur avec des ciseaux. Le voleur tentait de dévaliser son bar et ça a été une grande polémique sur la sécurité. Et il a subi de nombreux vols tout au long de l'année. Donc il y a un grand discours de sécurité à l'intérieur de Milan qui commence à s'activer. Pour des autres news, comme on vous a dit aujourd'hui ce matin, il y a vraiment un mauvais temps. Il y a des fortes pluies dans le nord de l'Italie, des écoles fermées en Ligurie, les rivières Reco, Sori et Antala en crue. Venise a activé le MOSE, donc le nouveau système de lutte contre les inondations. Donc voilà, il n'y a pas beaucoup de soleil, c'est ça. On le voit aussi avec ici à la Yulm, à la radio Yulm, on a beaucoup, beaucoup de pluie, beaucoup d'orages hier soir aussi. Donc voilà. Pour une autre, passons à des autres choses, la maternité en Italie a été, la maternité de substitution à l'étranger est criminalisée et le Sénat italien a approuvé la loi, qui a été un grand coup fort et dur pour les couples homosexuels et stériles qui étaient intéressés. Passons à autre, le cinéma, donc... on parle un peu d'une chose qui est un peu plus, peut-être un peu fun. Donc aussi à Rome, il y a en ce moment le Festival de Rome, qui a été dédié à Marcello Mastroianni, avec la présence très attendue de Johnny Depp, qui va réussir à obtenir un award pour sa carrière. Et ce soir, on est avec The Dead Don't Hurt, qui a été un film qui est très, très attendu. Donc, si vous êtes à Rome ou bien si vous avez envie de vous faire un très, très, très long voyage, vous pouvez aller vers Rome pour regarder The Dead Don't Hurt. Donc, voilà, on a fini avec nos news aujourd'hui. Et puis, on vous salue avec mes compagnons. Yes?
I think she's talking with us.
We can switch to English now.
All right, no. Well, this was very interesting and we are happy. I did. I actually did while reading. I'm not that bad. No, I am bad. But I'm sure this will be a nice way for us to learn some French. And yeah. We are very happy, happy to have you in the team.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
And... good job. What
Thank
can
you.
I say? Very well.
You too.
Well, and so you heard about the Italian news that Leila gave you. We had again. If you did not understand the French part, I hope you did.
Understandable, but, if I say.
It is.
Exactly. So she presented you a news about a bar owner in Milan that has killed the thief that tried to steal from his shop and with scissors. And the thief was trying to rob his bar, and there's many complaints on the safety, and he suffered many robberies through the year. And the New York Times titled about the surrogacy from abroad that was criminalized, and in the Italian Senate, the law has been approved, as we told you about just yesterday. And this is a huge blow to gay and infertile couples, and the New York Times, the biggest, probably arguably the biggest newspaper in the world, thought that this was big news and titled about it.
Yeah. Also, this move has now passed through the Senate, to the Italian Senate. Now it will be viewed by the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella. But heading again in the Italian scenario, we have also to talk about the bad weather and heavy rains in northern Italy, as Lila said before. In French, she talked about this news. In Liguria, schools were closed for these heavy rains. The rivers Recco, Sori, and Entella flooded and blocked the ways through Albisola, Aiguella, and Savona. This was also a day of rain for all the northern Italy, and the Mose, the new system of protection for the city of Venice, has been activated in order to don't flood the city.
And for the latest news for the U.S. election, we have to say that while the polls are still, uncertain, early vote has begun in North Carolina and in Georgia. And they will be key states. And for now, Harris is prevailing in North Carolina, while Trump is winning in Georgia.
Yeah, other key states will be starting their vote with more time before. Now, also, we have to talk about some cinema. Rome's Festival, as we knew in the last days, away in a street in Rome was attributed to Francis Coppola, and he talked very swiftly about Rome and the Italian cinema, and also Rome Festival now has been dedicated to Marcello Mastroianni, with the much-awaited presence of Johnny Depp for his Prize of Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, the film that is going to be tonight is The Dead Don't Hurt.
And with this, we greatly thank you for listening to Radio Yulm. It's 10:09, and we are closing up. So this was Francesco,
Leila,
and Lorenzo. I remember you to write to us at 331-1438-923 if you're interested to participate to our broadcast, but also we have to thank someone else.
Yes, we have to thank our directors. We had three new directors for us in the studio today. It's Julia, Sarah, and Christian. So for our press review of today, we're done. But we remind you that the broadcast here on Radio Yulm does not end. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a week.
Yes, definitely. Also in French.
Also in French.
Also in French now.
So. I doubt that you will hear Lorenzo and I speaking in French, but Leila will be here
maybe
for you.
Maybe in a month. Maybe you can do
Press Review on Radio Yulm.